The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informed look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, PeteEvans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it. Christian, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, sister?
I'm great. I just had my little muscle workout, and I've got a new Instagram account since, you know, mine was removed. And, you know, life is quite exciting. And my intuitive friend, Julie Ryan, always says, go where it's interesting and fun. And at this point, it is interesting and fun, I have to say.
It definitely is. I was removed from Instagram a few months ago as well. And apparently it was for 30 days, but those I don't know whether they know how to read a calendar yet, because it's been 3 months. I was like, oh, well, that's done.
Yeah. So I started a Telegram channel, and it's so exhilarating because I can put whatever I want. And, you know, all of my my medical stuff I can put on the Telegram channel now and, you know, connect with my warrior friends, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Carrie Made, you know, all of the Lee Merrick, all of the doctors who've been right on the front lines of truth. And as we watch our medical colleagues just fall by the wayside, as Dr. Pilevsky said on a Zoom we had this morning, he said, there is no pediatrics. There's no pediatrics. All there is COVID. It, no matter what you do, if you break your leg, it's COVID. It is insane, I have to say. But I've been on the front lines of this for many, many, many years. So it's not new. It's just ramped up, I think we could say. You know, I mean, way back, you know, I was criticized for giving my pregnant patients folic acid in the early 80s because the American College of OBGYN had not yet approved that. Generally, I want people to know this. It takes 17 years for something that's beneficial to actually make it into standard medical practice. So in the early 90s, I was seeing all the research on vitamin D, for instance. And it wasn't until now that mainstream doctors were even recommending it. So, you know, and mammograms, I'd talk about how they would diagnose things we would die with, but not die from, and had all the data on that. But way back, I was giving a lecture in San Diego, and I'm on the stage and I'm telling the data about ductal carcinoma in situ, which is not cancer. And it's, you know, all these women are having their breasts removed prophylactically. And he came up to me and he said, "You are dangerous. Do you hear me?" And I had no idea how dangerous I was going to become in the next 20 years.
It's a really interesting term, dangerous, because that is something that I've been labeled with many times over the last decade. I want to ask you, and I've got to say Telegram is fantastic, and anybody that's listening to this will probably no doubt have come across to Telegram. And I feel the same freedom as well, having that platform. And it's a beautiful platform compared to the others. And I think it's going to be widely adopted over the coming years, especially the way things are going. But you mentioned 17 years for things to be considered part of the plan, so to speak, or adopted by the medical fraternity. What's the flip side of that? Say you have a vaccine or a pharmaceutical that may cause damage. How quickly is it removed? Does it take 17 years for it to be removed from a schedule? That's a big question I've got to ask you.
That's a great question. Oh, no, no, no. Here's what you need, what everyone needs to know. All of these diseases, for instance, that women have had, like PMS, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and now even narcissistic personality disorder, the minute they invent a drug for this, it becomes mainstream. And if you have been at it as long as I have, you watch the creep. It used to be a creep. Now it's shoving it down your throat. I mean, you know, you get signals, you get alarms on your phone now. My friends in LA are telling me they get an alarm on their phone. Time to go get your shot. We'll hold while you make your appointment. I mean, whoa, whoa. But anyway, it used to be that if a pharmaceutical company wanted to begin to bring this into consciousness, you'd go to the women's magazine. So I want to give you an example of that. A while back, maybe this was 15, 20 years, there was a birth control pill called Seasonal. And what it would do is you'd have 4 periods a year. Well, I guess they just sort of picked that out of the ethers. And with synthetic hormones, you can stop the period, you can bring it on, you can do whatever you want. But they called it Seasonal. So, you know, one period per season. So what they did was 3 years in advance of that rollout, they began to indoctrinate women in the women's magazines, which, by the way, are pretty much owned by Big Pharma. And they would write articles on how dangerous chronic incessant ovulation was. Now, chronic incessant ovulation means having a period every month. Notice there was never, ever, ever an article in Men's Health about chronic incessant ejaculation. That never happens. So they would convince women that their periods were dangerous so they could sell you the birth control pill that would put your ovaries. What I like to say is it puts your ovaries in a vibratory pattern of orthopharmaceutical or whoever it is, right? Rather than the vibratory pattern of the cycles of nature and the moon and so on. Yeah.
I want to talk to you about your terminology of spiritual warriors. And especially over the last 10, 12, 14 months, and how that definition may have changed for you. For
what happened was in April 4th of 2020, which was a 444 in numerology, I saw that there was a big global meditation. And I knew that working with the Global Coherence Project of the Institute of Heart Math, I knew that when you got a certain number of people meditating at the same time, it changed the sensors in the Global Coherence Project. It literally, you can measure the effect of human emotion on the planet. It literally sends off the sensors, like after 9/11, you know, there's a huge spike. But I also heard from one of the researchers that after the bachelor or the bachelorette finally chose their partner, there was also a huge spike for those who were watching that. So anyhow, I just thought, well, let me meditate. And I could feel what was going on with in my life and with my audience. And that was this cancel culture thing was beginning to happen. And people like me were being called racist. And I'd go to Instagram and I would see everyone had a black square and I didn't know what it was. And, and I clearly had missed the plot that was going out, but I knew that something was off. And the reason I knew something was off was in March, when the whole narrative starts, I follow, Zev Zelenko, who's up for a Nobel Prize. And he gave you the Zelenko protocol and with, HCQ and quercetin and zinc and whatever, and nobody needed to get sick. And then all these docs would come on YouTube. It was a great internist down in Texas with great cowboy boots. And she said, no, this is the protocol and we do this and I'm treating this all the time and nobody gets sick. And my friend Larry Pilevsky, or there's a guy in the respiratory intensive care unit whose name I forget. He comes onto YouTube and he says, this is not a respiratory problem. This is more like high altitude pulmonary edema. And of course, he gets taken off right away. I think he got demoted to the emergency room. And, obviously they took his ability to come up with YouTube videos. And then there were a couple nurses, they'd wear a wire, they'd go into the hospitals and they'd say, they're killing people here. And, and they'd be weeping. And so I'm following all that. And I knew that something was off. So I began to do on 4/4/2020, a daily video check-in with this audience that sort of grew. It just sort of grew. And people were being absolutely pulverized if they mentioned Trump, or if you even mentioned the word liberty, or you mentioned any of those things. And I thought to myself, I didn't know what Trump derangement syndrome was. I later heard a friend who has a sister-in-law in Canada, and she developed ovarian cancer during this time, and she blamed Donald Trump. This insanity that one man could be the cause of the fall of Western civilization made no sense to me because of what I was seeing going on in the medical situation, that those of us who were saying, there's no problem here, just take extra vitamin D, take some zinc, get a zinc ionophore, HCQ, and everyone was going out of their minds how dangerous this was. And then you couldn't get this drug, HCQ, that has been used generically for 60 years. And a course of it cost $12 at the beginning of this, but no, you couldn't get it anymore. And if you prescribed it in some states, you were tracked down by the Board of Registration and Medicine. It's like, wait, what? And because of cancel culture, I didn't know what cancel culture was, but here's how it started for me. I testified against vaccine mandates at the State House in March, because they were going to make 72 different shots mandatory. And our state has a very good public health record keeping system, and we have a 95% voluntary vaccination rate. So I thought, we don't need this. And I was supported by a PhD epidemiologist who'd worked with the World Health Organization, and he looked at all of my data and my testimony and helped me with it, and had been an insider with public health. And he said, yeah, go testify. So I did that. Next thing you know, I am the subject of, you would think I was the spawn of Satan. This is after a 40-year pretty good career here, with 3 New York Times bestsellers and a bunch of Oprah appearances and 8 public health public television specials. But now suddenly, I am really dangerous. So I thought it was funny. Oh, my favorite was a couple yoga teachers had this great, I heard all this. Do you realize that you're the subject of this podcast? It's called conspirituality. It's like, what's that? And then I saw the graph. They literally had a graph. They had an x-axis here, conspirituality on the Q slope. And I'm way up there. Conspirituality on the Q slope. And I'm thinking, okay, what's wrong with you guys? I mean, did you get like so much older and unattractive that you're not getting narcissistic supply from the little yoginis who are thinking that you're wonderful? So now you got to attack someone like me. And my colleague, Kelly Brogan, was also on the Q slope. I beat her, you know, and I told her I'm very proud of that, because her only sin was questioning the germ theory of disease. I was apparently using Q language. So then I became a QAnon conspirator. I don't know what that is. I don't even know what QAnon is, but here's what I did do. Early on, right after the vaccine mandates, I knew my data, like measles and mumps. I knew everything. So this young man with two little boys has me on his podcast, because we just talked about, you know, vaccinations, what's in them, all that. Well, later I find out, like, you know, he's like the number one interpreter of Q drops in the world. I did not know that. And then I just found out because his mother wrote me a letter. His mother told him to reach out to me to talk about vaccines. So anyway, that's how I become way up here, conspirituality on the Q slope. Well, anyway, someone in our group, and I do this nightly thing and we get all these comments, and turns out I was really supporting a lot of women who are going through the same thing with, you know, crazy situations being canceled by their own children and, you know, all the rest of it. So someone said, you know, because I said, well, we're outliers, we're star seeds, we're like the Pleiadian renegades, whatever we are. And someone just said, no, we're warriors of the radical light. And we decided light instead of right, because we're not right wing, left wing. Frankly, I think both parties are totally corrupt and owned by the same system. And I don't care about that. I care about bodily sovereignty and medical freedom. And so it grew and it grew and it grew until Instagram decided that, I think that I was bringing too much light to the subject. I mean, I knew that I couldn't put my real videos that I did with, you know, Sherry Tenpenny, Larry Pilevsky, Sasha Stone. Then it became all year, like, okay, how long are they going to keep it on YouTube? Like, I wanted to see Tucker Carlson this morning. He talked about mandatory vaccine passports. Fox News, that was removed before I could get to it. So warrior to me is this. Now, astrologically, I have my north node in Aries. Aries is the general of the zodiac, and it is, it's this. Aries, the Aries energy is stand back. I'm guarding the cosmic order. Okay, so I have the north node of your astrologic chart is sort of the soul trajectory. So I can't really help myself. I'm just sort of on the front lines of this thing. But warrior doesn't mean that you go out and kill people you don't like, because I think divine love is an enormously powerful weapon against darkness. I went to Tulsa to the Clay Clark Thrive Time show, where we had 5,000 people in the audience. And my subject was, what's in the shot? You know, that's what Clay said. I want you to talk about what's in the shot. Okay. And I'm out there seeing people do things I'd never seen before, because I was not brought up Baptist like in the South, right? So people are talking and they're doing, you know, they got their hand up. I think that's a thing when you're down with Jesus or whatever you are. And, you know, and I thought, and I had people coming up to me, like this guy, Aaron Lewis, this wonderful pastor. And he says, sister, I heard your interview with Polly Toomey on What's in This Shot. He said, you're staring right down the barrel of darkness. You need to be covered in prayer. And I thought, I'll take it. And out in Tulsa, you know, I had people literally would be sitting next to me in the green room. They'd reach out, put their hand on my shoulder and pray for me. And I thought, this is new. This is fabulous. I love it. The Holy Spirit was moving in that room in Tulsa, and we're going to repeat it in Tampa. Apparently a pastor down there has, you know, a 12,000 person place that we can all get together, no social distancing, no masks. And, you know, Governor DeSantis just removed all of the things. My state is one of the most locked down. We've been in a state of emergency for 14 months. And
which state are you in?
Maine, farthest east in the United States. But here's what I like to say about it. From a geomancer standpoint, from a earth acupuncture standpoint, we are the place where the sun rises first. So what happens here, solar energy being the energy that enlivens all of us, what happens here goes all the way across the United States. So I am determined to hold the line here in my state at the moment, because what these darkness people are doing is just wrong. And sooner or later, all tyrants fall, sooner or later. And we are right at that tip right now, I think. The tipping point. You know, I was listening to Michelle Fielding today. She said, we're at 55% light. We need to get at 60%. And once we're at 60%, boop, it all flips. So how do you do that? You tell the truth, but with love. You laugh as much as you can. You meditate, you do Wim Hof breathing, you stand on the earth, you look into the sun at dawn. That's how you remember who you are as a divine being in a human body.
When did you remember?
I always knew, you know. For instance, I wanted to play the harp when I was three. Like, why would you want to do that? Like, what is that about? And then when I really remembered, here's when I really remembered, I'm babysitting. I'm about 12. And there was a box on the side table. And the box said, Natives of Eternity. And I opened it. It was in the mail. It was a book. I opened it and I get it out. And it's this book, Natives of Eternity. It's about all the angels of birth, the angels of death, the wind spirits, the water divas, the whole thing. And this woman, Flower Newhouse, a Christian mystic, had the Christ Word Ministry in Escondido, California. And she had a friend, an artist, who could see these beings and drew these gorgeous pictures. And I was so excited that I went home and I confessed. I said to my mother, I opened someone else's mail. I just was compelled. And then my mother bought me the book. And then I had breakfast with this woman as a mentor, like regularly all through until I got to college. And then I started to do transcendental meditation, and even went and studied in a baseball cage at University of Massachusetts with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Well, that's when Gretchen couldn't handle that. You know, she's like, she was Christian. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, that was like the Catholics in my hometown that reading the catechism, and they'd show me a picture of what they were reading, and it had a ladder to heaven through the back of the Catholic Church. And it was like, only through the Catholic faith can one reach heaven. And since my mother had been excommunicated from the Catholic Church at the age of 13 in 1935 for allegedly painting the Blessed Mother's toenails on the altar, which she never did, I was not about to be taken in by any fundamentalist thought. And by the way, what's running medicine right now is fundamentalist thought. It's scientism. It is not science. When you can't even talk to your colleagues about what's in a shot, when you can't even have a discussion, then you know you're in a fundamentalist religion.
Why do you believe spiritually or on a human level we are witnessing and participating? And I want to ask you this question because it's something my wife and I speak about, and she wants to send her love to you as well. Her name's Nick. Thank you. She was very excited that we were having this conversation today.
Have we co-manifested this, each and every one of us, what is taking place?
Oh, I love that you're asking me that. Now, I have two. My first answer to that is I'm certain that that is true on some level. But I also know, especially if you watch the whole Fall of the Cabal series, which I did last March. I remember looking that from Janet Ostergaard, and I watch it and I go, oh, this explains everything. So I didn't have any trouble with it.
It's a great series.
I always used medical intuitives and, you know, gone to high level psychics and all the rest of it. That I thought, well, that makes sense. Here's what I think, whether we did or we didn't, right now, and I'm sure you've noticed this in your own life, every bit of unfinished business that we've had about anything is coming up to be healed and to be alchemized, because we are in, this is the Pluto return of the United States, and Pluto is the god of the underworld. And not only does Pluto rule plutonium and atomic energy, but also under the surface, Scorpio, Pluto, under the surface is all the life force stuff, water, precious metals, gems, oil, all of what we value is underneath the surface. And the United States was formed, yes, liberty and justice for all, except if you were a Black slave, except if you were a woman, except if you were a Native American. So now we are now at the time of transforming all of what was not done properly and will now be done properly. And the, you know how they call it, light to dark to light. We're seeing, you know, the adrenochrome situation, the child sex trafficking, all of that. I learned about that way back. And at first, it reminds me of years ago, there was this publication called The Sun, and someone had written in a letter about satanic ritual abuse. And I remember reading it saying, oh, no, can't look at this. That couldn't possibly be happening. And then since that time, from time to time, I've met someone who has stories. And my whole career, by the way, is based on the fact that I've actually listened to women's stories. They would sit down and tell me what was going on in their lives. And then together, we would sort out how the body, through biosymbolism, was giving them the story they needed for their healing. So, and it's the same with men. What has happened to me is that I have seen the evidence of this, heard of it, all of the rest of it. And I watched a 5-hour, I didn't watch all 5 hours, but some guy who'd won X Factor, he's got a YouTube video out on who's been running the planet, you know, and then he gives you all the signs that the celebrities do, you know, like the one eye and the hand in the shirt and the this, you know, and, you know, and I'm sure that that's true, but there's a big part of me that just wants to look at those people and say, get thee behind me, Satan. We're not doing that. Like, I'm sorry, we're not doing that. And I also believe that a whole bunch of us, like you, like me, like we, before we were born, you know, we said, oh, we're going to go down there and we're going to be renegades of light and we're going to be the change agents. It's kind of, you know, let me in, coach. I listened to some guy and he said, well, once you've died, he had like 4 near-death experiences. He says, once you've died, you're on the other side. You see what this is like. And he said, they just need a bunch of son of a bitches up here who are crazy enough to go down there and keep the light on. And I think that's us. Crazy enough to go down there and keep the light on.
So let me ask you this question then. Does everybody have a part to play in this?
Yes. Everybody has a part to play in this now.
How?
I don't think everybody is coming with you and with me. I don't think they're coming. I think that some people are here to play another part. they won't be coming. And I like to say, well, they're just going to be recycled. They'll be recycled. You know, like what's happening right now? Truly, it's so freaking intense. It once you understand about syncytin and fertility and, you know, like this little spike protein thing is just like.
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. We'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.